Okay, so this week's Parashas Vayigash, it's Tzar B'Teves. So let's ask three questions. So the first question is, if we look in this week's Parasha, so Klaus is going to Mitzrayim. What does Yaakov do? He sends Yehuda first in front. Why? Lahavitz in front of Goshna, and Chazal understand it, that Yehuda was sent to build a Beis Hara in Mitzrayim. So the question is, a Beis Hara is like a Makom of Psak, the Eidus Charedus, it has a Beis Hara. So what's going on here? Yaakov sends Yehuda to build a Beis Hara. Why not a Beis Medrash? Why not a Yeshiva? Why is it that the first thing Yehuda needs to do when he goes into Mitzrayim is specifically to build a Beis Hara? So that's the first question. And the second question, so Asar B'Teves is very much connected to Shabbos. So the Bujraham says that if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, we'd fast if it falls out on Shabbos. And he points out that the only fast that we fast when it occurs on Friday is Asar B'Teves. So Asar B'Teves seems to be somewhat connected to Shabbos. And the question is, like, what's the connection between Asar B'Teves and Shabbos? Then the third question, Parshas Vayigash, is almost always the Shabbos of Asar B'Teves, or if not the Shabbos of, the Shabbos right before Asar B'Teves. So what's the connection between Parshas Vayigash and Asar B'Teves? So let's address the first question first. So what's pshat with Yehuda being sent to build a Beis Hara? What's the significance of a Beis Hara? So perhaps we can explain as follows, because the Torah, it's called the Torah, it's a Lashon of Hara, it means to guide a person. So the reason why Yaakov specifically sent Yehuda to build the Beis Hara is because Yaakov sent Yehuda to build a place which would be able to guide Klai Yisrael through Galus to live a life of Kedusha. So Yaakov didn't send Yehuda to build the Beis Medrash. No, Klai Yisrael specifically, the first thing we need to build in Mitzrayim is a Beis Hara, a place to morally guide us in Mitzrayim in order to navigate the complete depravity of Mitzrayim. So that for that, we need a place of Kedusha, and that was the Beis Hara that Yaakov sent up by sending Yehuda first. And with along these lines, we can understand the connection between Asar B'Teves and Shabbos. So Tzadok, I think, writes somewhere that the significance of Shabbos is that Shabbos is what allows us to distinguish between Kodesh and Chol. Shabbos is what injects Kedusha into this world. And that's really the theme of Asar B'Teves as well. Asar B'Teves, it's about the Beis HaMikdash being besieged. The significance of the siege of the Beis HaMikdash was that it restricted Kedusha. Before the Beis HaMikdash was under siege, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was able to radiate and permeate into the entire world. Once it became under siege, suddenly it became restricted. So the significance, the connection between Shabbos and Asar B'Teves is that Shabbos is what allows Klai Yisrael to distinguish between Chodesh and Chol, and it's really what the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is as well. It's the marker of all Kedusha in this world, and it's what allows us to distinguish between Kodesh and Chol. So the connection between this week's Parsha and Asar B'Teves is that this week's Parsha, from the very beginning to the very end of the Parsha, it's all about Kedusha. Klai Yisrael, when it's the first Galus of Klai Yisrael, it's about Klai Yisrael maintaining its Kedusha even amongst Galus. And that's really the message of Asar B'Teves as well. Asar B'Teves, it's when the Beis HaMikdash was restricted, is when the Beis HaMikdash was under siege, was when the first sort of influencer, or the first like foreign influences really affected the Beis HaMikdash. And that tampered with the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and tampered with the Kedusha of Klai Yisrael. And the response to that is the Torah, because what the Torah allows us to do is, the Torah, it's called Torah, it's a Lashon of Hara, it allows a Jew to live a life of Kedusha, it's what guides a Jew to live a life of Kedusha. So Mitzrayim, Yehuda was sent to build a Beis Hara to be able to guide Klai Yisrael a life of Kedusha and Galus, and that's the same thing true when it comes to Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves, the Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash is restricted, but the Klai Yisrael, we still are able to maintain a life of Kedusha even in Galus through being directed through the Torah. So what we have to be mechazik in this parsha, we have mechazik in Asar B'Teves, so we have to be mechazik in Kedusha. The Kedusha, the Torah, is specifically what's supposed to give our moral guidance, especially us now in Galus. We are living in the era when there's a complete lack of Kedusha, but we have to remember that what guides us is the Torah, and what allows us to live a life of Kedusha, even in this fight that we're in Galus, even this fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Asar B'Teves, according to the Chasam Sofer, that's the Yom HaDin for where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt in the upcoming year. But what guides us, even though we're in Galus, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, is specifically the Torah, and we have to use the Torah to be able to guide us through Galus to live lives of Kedusha.